Future of air travel, fueled by hydrogen. Air New Zealand, they've entered into a joint research project with Airbus, looking to hydrogen aircraft. It's all part of the zero emissions drive, of course. Air New Zealand boss Greg Foran back with us. Good morning.
Morena.
This predates you, but do you remember a trip your airline was involved with once upon a time where you flew to Hawaii and you were going to fly your planes on nut oil?
I don't actually, Mike, but I do recall a flight that they did many years ago, and they were using sustainable aviation fuel. So whether that is the one you're referring to, I'm not sure.
It may well be. So where are we at with nut fuel versus hydrogen?
Well, it's a good question. Sustainable aviation fuel is critical. And that's a direction that we will head down for dealing with long-haul flights. What we've announced today is something that will deal with the short-haul, the domestic network.
So hydrogen's domestic, you reckon?
Well, it is, based on all the work that's been done to date, because what it allows us to do here is to basically take our domestic fleet, initially our turboprop planes, and have them developed out that so they will use green hydrogen to fly, and on shorter routes we'd actually use electric.
Ah, that was my next question. So where does electric come into hydrogen? Because turboprop aren't your biggest plane in the world. So all of this indicates to me that in the early stages anyway, doing what you really want to do, which is fly me from Auckland to London, it's still going to be good old-fashioned fossil fuel.
Well, no, we'll actually convert in time to sustainable aviation fuel. So instead of fossil fuels, we'll be, you know, developing this fuel out of bio-waste. And that's what will solve what we call the long-haul network, so from here to New York. But for the shorter network, it will be a combination of electric and then green hydrogen electric. And the green hydrogen effectively powers electric motors, and it gives you the ability to fly longer distances than you could with just an electric aeroplane.
Okay, so Auckland to Kerikeri electric?
Could be. Auckland Whangarei, definitely electric. But if you, say, wanted to go from Tauranga to Queenstown, hydrogen electric. In time, could be a decade, from Auckland to Sydney, could be green hydrogen electric.
People tell me it takes a lot of power to make hydrogen. Is that true?
You know, I'm not the expert on that one, Mike.
Because if it takes a lot of power to make hydrogen, then you don't want to use a lot of power, do you? It sort of defeats the purpose of the exercise.
Well, we definitely want to be using green hydrogen, so hydrogen that is produced using the wind or other natural resources. Mm. So, you know, part of what we're doing with the MOU is going to be investigating that more deeply with Airbus.
You reckon you got trust issues? If you put on a plane this morning that's run by one electricity and then another one with green hydrogen, would people still get on thinking that it would leave the ground and they'd be safe?
I reckon they will, Mike, because the conditions that are applied to the aviation industry are incredibly strict. So one of the reasons that this will take some time to get developed, and we're talking here, you know, 7-8 years, is because even though some of these planes are available now, they'll need to go through 3 or 4 years' worth of stringent testing right around the world to ensure safety.
Boeing, I note this morning on related matters, Boeing is suggesting by 2024 we're back to pre-pandemic travel. What do you reckon?
We'll have to wait and see, Mike. I've been trying to look into the crystal ball now since this started, which is, about 600 days ago. Mm. And I've seen it move from sort of 2022 to 23 to 24. So I've got to the point now where we'll just sort of wait and see what happens.
All right, appreciate your time. As always, Greg Foran, Air New Zealand CEO. Just before we leave transport and new forms of it, I note this morning that New York is going to ban the sale of fossil fuel vehicles starting in 2035. You will not be able to buy. It's the first time I've heard the buy. Make is one thing. A lot of edicts around the world, countries saying they will not make. But makers, you know, life of a car can be a very long one, especially if it's a classic car. But the first city I've heard that you are not allowed to buy one. They will require all cars to produce zero emissions.